Attention, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, a set of Audi keys with a Batman keychain has returned to the info booth on the concourse by Section 3. And those are your keys. Please go to the info booth on the concourse by Section 3 and reclaim them. Thank you.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the grit.
Hammered again in the air to left. Back goes well. Back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, it is Brooklyn and Aberdeen in game number 4 of a 6-game series. Hey, everyone, what's going on? So great to be with you. As always, alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Cyclones trying to get back in the win column tonight after a tough day at the office here a night ago on Thursday. Cyclones losers, a 4-0 shutout at the hands of the Ironbirds. Brooklyn mustered only 5 base hits and left 8 men on the base paths on the night. Aberdeen, 4 runs on 10 hits, and it was a 3-run blast from Elio Prado in the top of the 7th that really ended up being the dagger in that ball game. It snapped what was a 13-game losing streak for the Ironbirds, and Brooklyn now 3 of the last 5 contests, the Cyclones have been shut out. So, Justin, an opportunity tonight to try to get this offense going and perhaps give them a little jolt here as Brooklyn rolls into the weekend set.
Yeah, and they're going to need it as the Cyclones lead in the North Division cut down to 2 games with the loss last night coupled with the Jersey Shore victory in that ball game yesterday. So the offense is going to need to find a way to kick into gear. A lot of new faces, probably part of the reason for why the offense has been up and down over the course of the last week or so. A lot of new players in the lineup, Jet Williams, Ryan Clifford, Jacob Reimer, still getting acclimated and getting their feet wet here at the South Atlantic League level. But it's only a matter of time for Brooklyn to really be able to turn those Jets back on offensively as they try and finish off this season strong and make back-to-back postseason appearances.
Brooklyn's best chance last night came in the bottom of the third inning with runners on first and second with only one out. but Ryland Thomas, who was on second base, Jet Williams, who was on first, neither of them could advance any further than that, and the Cyclones were ultimately shut out by that score of 4-0. William Lugo had a multi-hit game. He was 2-for-3, was on the base pads three times as well with a walk, but it wasn't enough as Brooklyn dropped the first game of this series. And speaking of that two-game lead that Brooklyn now has, Cyclones 24-15 to begin play Friday. Jersey Shore two games back at 22-17. The Blue Claws just keep beating up on the Hudson Valley Renegades. The Jersey Shore squad has taken the first three of that six-game set between the Phillies and Yankees High A affiliate. Seems odd in that you've got Cyclones fans who, in all likelihood, would be Mets fans rooting for now a Yankee minor league affiliate, perhaps in Hudson Valley, to try to prevent Jersey Shore from continuing to climb their way up the standings. But Justin, these last few weeks for the Cyclones, you get the sense that this playoff spot is out there for the taking, because Brooklyn obviously finishes up with Aberdeen this weekend before getting a Hudson Valley squad that has lost a lot of its top performers due to promotions. Then the Clones go on the road and play two sub-500 teams in the South Division in Greenville and Asheville before coming back to finish up the regular season at home against the last-place Wilmington squad.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an interesting finish to the season with the way the schedule breaks out, because when you look past this week, half of Brooklyn's remaining series are against opponents in the other division that they haven't seen a whole lot throughout the course of the year. Only one series against Greenville here at home, and there's been a lot of roster changes on both sides since they came to town in early June. And Brooklyn hasn't seen Asheville at all and may end up being a blessing in disguise. Get Ryan Clifford back into a familiar backdrop. Played a lot of games in that ballpark, McCormick Field in Asheville earlier this year with a lot of success. So that might be a benefit there. And it's going to be a crucial thing for Brooklyn to continue to win and stay atop of Jersey Shore. Blue Claws do have the tiebreaker over the Cyclones as a result of them winning the final three games of that series and Lakewood, New Jersey last week. And it's a Blue Claw team that has been mighty hot lately. They've won five in a row dating back to the end of the Brooklyn series, and they're looking to continue that way going into tonight. And Brooklyn going to try and keep pace and stay up by at least two games going into Saturday.
Well, this Brooklyn squad for the time being just trying to take it one day at a time, and the man who will try to propel them back into the win column tonight, that is the right-hander Yoander Suarez, who last time out did suffer his third straight defeat at the hand of those aforementioned Jersey Shore Blue Claws. And on the flip side, for Aberdeen, it is the rehabbing right-hander Brandon Young, making just his fifth appearance of the 2023 season as he works his way back from injury. So Brooklyn trying to get back in the win column following last night's shutout loss, and Aberdeen trying to win consecutive games for the first time in quite some time here tonight on the Boardwalk. We'll step aside on our Cyclone pregame show when we come back, give you a look of tonight's starting lineups ahead of some Friday night baseball between the Mets and Orioles High A affiliates. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meetthemets.
We're back. It's the Cyclones pregame show, getting you set for Brooklyn and Aberdeen as opening lineup cards have been exchanged at home plate between Chris Newell, the Brooklyn skipper, and Roberto Mercado, who leads this Ironbird squad. We'll give you Mercado's starting nine first tonight for the visiting Ironbirds at 18-20. In the second half, they sit 5.5 games back of first place Brooklyn. The nine tonight for Aberdeen, Samuel Basayo leads off. He's the catcher, followed by Elio Prado, the designated hitter. Prado hit a three-run blast out of the nine spot yesterday, bumped up seven spots as a result into the two-hole. Then Frederick Benkosme, he's the three-hitter and tonight's second baseman for Aberdeen. Creed Willems cleans up, he's at first, followed by Anthony Servidio, the shortstop, who bats fifth. Jacob Teeters out in left, he bats sixth, followed by Ryan Higgins in the seventh spot, playing center field. Then Isaac De Leon at the hot corner is the eighth batter, and then Kevin Guerrero makes his Aberdeen High A debut. He's in right field and batting ninth. Starting pitcher tonight for Aberdeen is the right-hander Brandon Young. 11 innings so far in 2023 as he works his way back from injury. This is fifth appearance, all of them starts across multiple levels. A 4.91 ERA, an 0-1 record, 14 strikeouts across those 11 frames. But get this, he has yet to walk a batter across his 11 innings of work here this summer. One more time quickly for Aberdeen. Basayo, Prado, Benkosme, Willems, Servidio, Teeter, Higgins, De Leon, Guerrero with Young, the starting pitcher. Now for the home Cyclones, a 24-15, a two-game lead atop the Jersey Shore Blue Claws for first place in the North Division. Here's Chris Newell's nine. Jet Williams leads off and plays center field. Second time in his Cyclone career, Jet will play center after being out there once on the road last week in Jersey Shore. Alex Ramirez back in the field today. He was the DH last night. Today he's in right and bats second. Ryan Clifford opposite him in left. He hits third, followed by Jacob Reimer cleaning up at third base. Then William Lugo, the five batter at first, following his multi-hit day yesterday. DeAndre Smith back in the lineup. He plays second and hits sixth. Drake Osborne does the catching out of the seventh spot. Then Junior Tillian, the eight batter. He's the shortstop. And then a rare day off in the field for Ryland Thomas. Thomas, one of the better gloves on this Brooklyn team, but they won't have the services of his glove tonight. He's the DH and batting ninth. Starting pitcher tonight for Brooklyn, Yoander Suarez. The right-hander is 74 1/3 innings, all of them with high A Brooklyn. 18 appearances, 16 starts, a 5.69 ERA, 3-9 record, 94 punchouts to 42 walks, and a 1.53 whip. Suarez and Young, the two starting pitchers tonight. One more time quickly for Brooklyn. Williams, Ramirez, Clifford, Reimer, Lugo, Smith, Osborne, Tillian, Thomas, with the right-hander Suarez towing the rubber. So Brooklyn trying to get back in the win column following last night's 4-0 shutout loss. Only five base hits for the Cyclones here a night ago. But a chance to get back in the win column and maybe more importantly get the offense going in the right direction after, again, three-time shutout in the past five games. That's what it's been for this Cyclones lineup. But we'll see what the narrative is here on this Friday night on the Boardwalk, and we're so happy to have you on board with us. All right, that's just about going to do it for the pregame show. We'll step aside for the national anthem, and when we come back, it's first pitch between Brooklyn and Aberdeen on this Friday night.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Welcome back out to Coney Island. First pitch between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Just a few moments away, the 9-9 here on Coney Island. So the Cyclones wearing specialty uniforms made to look like some old Negro League jerseys from back in the day. Yoander Suarez on the mound for the Brooklyn Cyclones tonight. Suarez will get the ball, standing at 6'3", 253 pounds, 23 years old, from Cumana, Venezuela. Numbers up for Suarez so far this season. A 3-9 record and a 5.69 ERA. And this is 19th appearance, 17th start. 72 hits in 74 and a third innings, 42 walks, 6 strikeouts away from becoming the third different Cyclone pitcher this year to reach the century mark at 100. Suarez, tough start last time out on the road against Jersey Shore. Took his third straight defeat in as many starts. Gave up 5 runs, 4 earned on 7 hits and 4 1/3 innings. Had tossed 4 shutout innings before giving up 5 runs in the fifth. Brooklyn defensively today, left to right of the outfield, Ryan Clifford, Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez. Third to first around the horn, Jacob Reimer, Junior Tillian, DeAndre Smith, William Lugo makes his second straight start at first, with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. Samuel Basayo will lead things off for Aberdeen tonight, Orioles number 5 prospect, according to MLB.com. And Baseball America. Suarez first pitch of the night outside at 94. And we are underway at 7:04 Eastern Time. Basayo 6-4 his first 34 with Aberdeen. Takes down and in. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Basayo 1 extra base hit, an RBI with Aberdeen. Was hitting .299 at Single A Delmarva. At 12 homers, 60 RBIs. In the Carolina League, 2-0 is popped a mile high in the air, left-hand side. Tillian onto the left field turf, shuffling to his left and with two hands. Squeezes it for the first out of the ballgame. One up, one down for Suarez tonight. Brings up the designated hitter, Elio Prado. Prado had arguably the biggest swing in the game last night, 3-run home run in the seventh. Gave Aberdeen a 4-0 lead. That was the final yesterday. Prado, 2-for-4 with that 3-run shot last night, his first game of the series. The righty deals, and Prado fouls it in our direction. Off to our right, it's 0-1. Prado hitting at .210 in Aberdeen, a homer, 5 RBIs. And Prado missed the first couple games of the series. Was a late scratch on Tuesday, the 0-1. Breaking ball outside, it's a ball and a strike. You look at his last 10 games, Prado hitting at .333, 12-4 his last 36. Suarez from the third base side of the mound, the 1-1. Off the hands and back to the screen. A count of ball and 2 strikes. Suarez making his third start against the Ironbirds this year. Really, ever since his last start against them on June the 14th, Suarez has really turned around his season. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Out in front of the change. First strikeout tonight for Suarez. 2 out in the first. A paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. But Suarez picked up the win in Aberdeen on June the 14th. 5 innings, struck out 8. As Frederick Benkosme takes a strike. And the count 0-1. Benkosme, 1-for-4 yesterday, hitting at .236. A homer, 35 RBIs. Suarez from the wind is 0-1. And Benkosme lunging at the off speed. It's 0-2. But Suarez, since that start against Aberdeen on June the 14th, a 2-5 record, but the ERA down to 3.76 in those 9 appearances. 55 Ks to 14 walks, and he picks up his second punch out of the night as he gets Benkosme down and in. A 1-2-3 top of the first with a pair of strikeouts for Yoander Suarez. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of half an inning, Aberdeen nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Great to see our good buddy Jamal Clark get some love on the field here on Coney Island. Rick Rossetto, our public address announcer, I think went through everything Jamal has ever done in his life here in Brooklyn, but well-deserved. He's one of our superstars in the control room. You don't get these broadcasts on MILB TV when we're at home without the hard work of Jamal and all his cohorts up in the audio-visual room. And Jamal makes the experience here at Coney Island all the better. I'm glad to see him get some love here tonight at the ballpark, Johnny.
And Rick really gave us the full rundown. You weren't kidding, Justin. Quite the accomplished man.
But you love to see it. He deserves it. I'm glad to see him get honored on this beautiful night. Brandon Young, the starter for Aberdeen this evening, a rehab start for him. Jet Williams to lead things off for the Cyclones, and he grounds the first pitch he sees up the middle. Ricochets off the mound, fielded behind second by Ben Cosme, and the low throw dug out by Willems. One away in the bottom of the first. Take a look at Aberdeen defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jacob Teeter, Ryan Higgins, Kevin Guerrero making his Ironbirds debut. Third to first in the infield, Isaac De Leon, Anthony Servideo, Frederick Ben Cosme, and Creed Willems. Samuel Basayo behind the plate as Alex Ramirez takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. Ramirez 0 for 4 yesterday, just 1 for 12 in the series. Hitting at 242, 6 homers, 46 RBIs. And he takes outside and low. It's 1-1. Young, the right-hander, 6'6", 210. Celebrates his 25th birthday next week from Lumberton, Texas. And Ramirez takes a strike. It's 1-2. Third rehab start for Young in Aberdeen. He's given up 6 runs on 9 hits in 6 innings. No walks, 7 Ks in his first two. And make that his 8th strikeout with the Ironbirds as Ramirez down looking. First strikeout tonight for Brandon Young. 2 out in the first for Ryan Clifford. Clifford, couple of base hits on Wednesday, was hitless last night. 4 for his first 26 with the Cyclones, a homer, 2 RBIs. You see his numbers in the South Atlantic League, 17 home runs, 48 RBIs between here and Asheville. As Young pokes his strike on the inside corner, it's 0-1. Variety working quickly. Clifford takes down and in, it's even. Young made one rehab start with single-A Delmarva, another one in the Florida Complex League, took the loss last time out. That was on Saturday at home against Hickory. As Clifford takes a strike, it's 1-2. Gave up 5 runs on 7 hits in 3 innings. No walks, 2 strikeouts through 45 pitches. Looking for a 1-2-3 first tonight. A 1-2, and Clifford powers one in the air, right center field. Long run back into his right. Guerrero away back, and all you can do is turn and watch Ryan Clifford's first Maimonides Park home run. Oh, my God, he obliterated it. 105.6 off the bat, 389 feet. His second Cyclones home run, his 18th in the South Atlantic League this year. 1-0 Cyclones in the first.
Well, he was hitting them out in BP today, and sometimes that's all it takes. Carrying over into game time, a bomb off the bat of Clifford.
This is over the 100th game of the year. Jacob Reimer takes outside. It's 1-0. That ball sailing over the RTS signage in right center, just to the right of the Mr. Softy sign. I don't know about you, Johnny, as Reimer checks his swing, a called strike. It's 1-1. I haven't seen anybody put a ball out in that direction. BP, live game, what have you, all year long.
I'm right there with you.
A 1-1 and Reimer out in front. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Yeah, Clifford seemed mighty locked in during batting practice earlier today, and that has translated to the contest. The 1-2, Reimer off the hands to second. Coming on, Van Cosme, sidearm toss to first in time, and the inning is over. But Ryan Clifford announces his arrival on Coney Island with authority. A long home run to right center gives Brooklyn a 1-0 lead after one on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning. Got postgame fireworks tonight. Already been treated to a few. And we've only played one inning, thanks to Ryan Clifford's long home run to right center. Back here on Coney Island, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. Fans Forest Electric New York is the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones, whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation. Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. Clifford's home run brought out the Seagulls. Reed Willems' first pitch of the second, hit on the ground to second, off the leg of the second baseman, Smith, and ricochets into center field. That ball had to have been hit extremely hard because that took a wild left-hand turn from our vantage point. Off the shin, ankle, lower body, what have you, of DeAndre Smith.
Yeah, 105 off the bat on that ground ball.
A tough luck error for DeAndre. Although I'm sure he'll tell you that's a ball he needs to field and get the out at first. That a worm burner off the bat of Creed Willems. Anthony Servideo had a big night last night, couple of doubles. Takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Servideo, 2-for-4 with a couple of doubles yesterday, 3-for-12 in Aberdeen and in the series. The 0-1, breaking ball up and away. Steven had a ball and a strike. Lights have flicked on at the stadium. No real effect just yet. Beautiful night, though, here on Coney Island. Right now, according to AccuWeather, 83 degrees. Real feel at 81. Not a whole lot of wind to speak of, making Clifford's home run to right center even more impressive than it already was. Suarez from the third base side. 1-1. High, and it's two balls and a strike. Brooklyn, as part of the nine night, wearing Negro League-inspired cream-colored uniforms today. Brooklyn in maroon, script lettering across the chest. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Red numerals front and back with a black drop shadow. The 2-1. And Servideo out in front. It's even at 2-2. Long black sleeves at either end of the jersey top for Suarez. White pants down to the ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. Navy cap, navy bill. With the white old English B and the red interlocking C on the front. The 2-2. Just off the inside corner, it's full. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate, calling balls and strikes, Chad Westlake. John Tyler Shaw on the bases. See right there at the bottom of your screen. Willems takes his lead. The payoff pitch, and Servideo fouls it out of play. Left-hand side onto the rooftop. And it's still 3-2. A picturesque night here on Coney Island. Few stray clouds way down Surf Avenue towards the original Nathan's. Runner goes, a 3-2, fouled off the screen. And it stays full on the Aberdeen shortstop. And outside of that, you look over the field towards the Thunderbolt roller coaster. And the corkscrews and curves that go along with it, all the way out to the boardwalk beyond the right field fence. Pristine blue sky. Hard to believe we're already nearing the middle of August. The payoff pitch. Fastball, strike three called. 93 on the outside, Black. At the third strikeout tonight for Suarez, number 97 on the season. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Jacob Teeter has had himself a nice series. First week back with Aberdeen. Returned from Double-A Bowie on Tuesday. And the lefty takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Teeter 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk yesterday. 2-for-8 in the series, but has 4 RBIs. The 0-1. Strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Teeter hitting .266 with the Ironbirds. 3 homers, 24 RBIs. Former 13th round pick out of Florida Southern College in Lakeland, Florida. Former home college stadium, once the home stadium for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. The Florida State League, when their ballpark was under construction. The 0-2. And Teeter, check swing, did he go? You bet, says the base umpire. JT Shaw rings up Jacob Teeter, who stares right at him as he leaves the batter's box. Fourth strikeout for Suarez. 2 out in the inning. At the fourth strikeout for Yoander tonight, that painting the corner punch out, brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. So Suarez now at 98 on the year as Higgins a line drive right at Smith, who makes the grab to end the inning. Well, a ball ricocheted off of DeAndre's lower body to start the inning and gets a reprieve and succeeds to end the frame. No runs, no hits, an error. One man left at the end of 1.5. 1-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Fans, don't miss out tomorrow. We've got a wonderful night of giveaways, fireworks, and fun here on Coney Island. William Lugo to lead off. And the first pitch from Brandon Young waved at and missed. And the count 0-1. First 1,500 fans tomorrow, an out-of-this-world jersey giveaway. Post-game fireworks, as he mentioned, as Lugo taps this one off his foot. Rolled towards third, but a foul ball. Snowballs and two strikes. Special ticket package available as well. Gets you a game ticket and a Chewbacca fur cap. For tickets or more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com/Star Wars. The 0-2. Lugo takes outside. It's a ball and two strikes. Lugo, couple of hits yesterday, hitting at 215. 11 homers, 37 RBIs. And he takes high. It's 2-2.
Yeah, you can make the case he had Brooklyn's best offensive day yesterday. Not only two hits, but also drew a walk on the base paths three times total.
The 2-2. Outside and low, it's full. So from 0-2 to 3-2. Lugo's quietly had himself a nice series. 3-for-9. Double and a couple of walks. Lugo really, over his last 36 games, walk rate is down, but the strikeout rate down around 6%. A payoff pitch, and Lugo saucers one in the air to left. Back goes Teeter, reaches up, and in front of the warning track makes the catch for the first out of the second inning. Lugo hit it well, but right at the left fielder. And Teeter able to use his tall frame listed at 6'6 to make the grab for the out. DeAndre Smith will step in. DeAndre hitting at 226, a homer, 7 RBIs. Can't hold up on the pitch away. And it's 0-1. Aberdeen tonight wearing the powder blues. Ironbirds in white script lettering across the chest. White numerals running back with an orange border. As Smith takes a called strike, it's 0-2. Gray pants down to the ankles. Black and white cleats for Young. The 0-2 pitch. Upstairs, it's a ball and two strikes. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. Orange script, A logo on the front. With the iron bird and silver through the middle. The 1-2. Low and away, it's two balls and two strikes. Well, we've got another update from another minor league affiliate. A 2-2, bouncing ball up the third baseline. Remains at two balls and two strikes. Well, I know there's been a lot of talk about Brett Beatty going back down to AAA Syracuse earlier this week. Well, he's played two games this weekend with the Syracuse Mets and Scranton Wilkes-Barre, and he has two home runs. Just went deep again for the S-Mets tonight. The 2-2. Smith fouls it away. It's two balls and two strikes. A lot of people here on Coney Island still very close with Brett Beatty. A wonderful young man. And honestly, Johnny, it's been really nice to see Beatty has taken his demotion and gone straight to work. Smith puts it in the air to left. Right at Teeter, though. You know, a few steps to make the catch for the second out. Good to see Beatty off to a roaring start, and hopefully that means his return to Flushing sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and that's all you can do, right? Obviously, I'm sure if you asked him, he would have loved to stay with the big league club, but you just have to make the best of the hand that you're dealt. And Brett obviously doing that right now at the AAA level with Syracuse.
Drake Osborne homered already in this series. And he takes a called strike at 0-1, honestly. It's got to be a great sign if you're someone in the Mets front office seeing it, that Beatty, instead of being sour and sulking about it, outside it's 1-1, instead went right back to work. Sometimes you learn more about a player when they're going through their worst rather than their best. The 1-1 and Osborne, a high fly ball left field. Back goes Teeter, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by Luna Park. Drake Osborne, an Aberdeen annihilator. That is ninth home run of the year. His fourth against Aberdeen in just 9 games. And Brooklyn takes a 2-0 second inning lead. 94.2 off the bat, 340 feet out to left. May not have crushed it as well as Ryan Clifford did. Well, the job done mighty fine. Junior Tillian swings through a high fastball. It's 0-1. I'm sure that home run clip will go viral later tonight of Osborne. Is that one high, 1-1? The reason I say that is because it feels like every time Drake hits a home run, he has an incredible support system. Gets tons of retweets or whatever they're calling it now. The 1-1 called strike. It's 1-2. A lot of people back in Texas very proud of what Drake Osborne has done in Brooklyn this year, and deservedly so. Honestly, it's been a lot of fun. It's always fun to see that. Not only the top prospects, but so many players have a lot of people rooting for them. There's a line drive into right field. That down in front of Guerrero for a base hit. Junior Tillian has a knock in each game he's played this series. One on and two out for Rylan Thomas.
Well, we saw Osborne part of a multi-home run night for Brooklyn back in the series opener on Tuesday when he and Stanley Consuegra left the ballpark, and now the same can be said here on this Friday, he and Ryan Clifford.
Thomas getting the start as the DH tonight, hitting .322 in 27 games. Roddy fires, and Thomas slaps it down the left field line into the seats, and the count, no balls and a strike. Thomas, a homer, 9 RBIs with the Cyclones, was 1-for-3 yesterday. 1-for-6 in the series. Third baseman De Leon playing in and off the line. The 0-1 to Ryland. Misses low. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. One on, two out. Brooklyn in front, 2-0 in the second on a pair of solo shots from Ryan Clifford and Drake Osborne. Set at the belt. And a throwback to first, and they pick Tillian off. Tried going back in, standing up, and Willems caught him on the leg before he could get back to the pillow. So a good pickoff move by Brandon Young. Limits the damage in the second, but for the second time in as many frames, Brooklyn has left the ballpark. Drake Osborne, a solo shot to left after 2-0 in favor of the Clones on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Go to the top of the third inning. 2-0 Brooklyn, our score. De Leon, Guerrero, Vasayo due up. And due up to the play-by-play microphone for the first time tonight. My fearless partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Oh, I don't know about fearless, Justin, but I'll take it. Thank you. I think that's a compliment.
It absolutely is a compliment.
8-9-1 for Aberdeen here in the bottom of the third. Isaac De Leon, Kevin Guerrero, Samuel Pasayo. Should say top of the third. It's 2-0 Brooklyn after two solo home runs. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Yoander Suarez so far, two hitless innings. The Brooklyn starter, working out of the full wine, gets De Leon for the first time tonight. Deals it a 1 and goes right back to the breaking ball. This one misses a hair outside, and it's 1-1. De Leon yesterday, a 1-for-2 day with a walk at just a .181 with Aberdeen this season. Does have 4 long balls, 1-1. Goes to the heater, and it's in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. Brooklyn received a solo shot from Clifford in the first, Osborne in the second. And it has them in front right now. 2 runs on 3 hits and an error. All zeros up on the scoreboard for the visiting Ironbirds thus far. Brooklyn infield playing back, 1-2. Swing and a tapper, foul behind home plate. And we'll try it again at a ball and two strikes. De Leon struggling a bit at the plate as of recently, just 3 for his last 35 over his previous 12 contests. Up now, bases empty, nobody out. 2-0 Brooklyn, just getting underway in the third. The 1-2. Misses just a bit outside on the changeup, and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And quite a few audible groans from the crowd after De Leon wasn't rung up there.
Suarez, who goes four-seam, sinker, curve, and change. 2-2. Swing and a line drive down the right field line, a foul ball. And the count will remain 2 balls and 2 strikes. Last time we saw Yoander came on the road last week in Jersey Shore, went 4 1/3, gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. No walks, 4 strikeouts, and a homer. He's been the losing pitcher in each of his last 3 games. But it might not be as bad as you think when you hear that fact. Sure, an 0-3 record, but a 3.94 ERA over that span. Swing and a miss on a 2-2 breaker. And he has his 5th punch out of the night. Another painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Make sure you pay him a visit in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now Kevin Guerrero, first at-bat of his high A career. Guerrero, who hit .277 across 33 games at the Florida Complex level. First pitch, Guerrero waves and misses. It's 0-1. Suarez pulled the string on a changeup, and Guerrero's eyes got big. Righty arm on righty bat. One gone, bases empty, 2-0 Clones. Pitch, swinging a ground ball right to the shortstop, Tillian. Collects and throws to first in time for out number 2. So 2 up, 2 down for Yoander in the third. And now we go back to the top for Samuel Basayo. Basayo, the leadoff man. Back-to-back multi-hit games for him following an 0-for-14 stretch. 2-for-5 at the dish yesterday out of the leadoff spot. And he's right back there on this Friday night. Lights on here at the ballpark. Still plenty of blue sky overhead, though. The pitch. Basayo takes just away. And it's 1-0. Signed with the Orioles at the age of 16 as an international free agent in 2021. A $1.3 million signing bonus. Fouls away a 1-0 offering up over our heads and out of the stadium. And it's 1-1. That was the largest bonus ever given to an amateur international prospect by the Baltimore organization. But high hopes. 1-1. Basayo takes a bending breaking ball in there for a called strike 2. Number 5 prospect in this organization as of the recently updated Baseball America Top 30. Suarez ahead on him here. He deals. Misses downstairs. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes.
He's also been in the top 100 in all of baseball by Baseball America and MLB.com at midseason.
A speedy leadoff hitting catcher that hits for average. Those are tough to come by. 2-2. Basayo takes just a hair away. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suarez went to the curve, tried to tuck it in that outside corner, but did not get the home plate umpire, Chad Westlake, to bite. So Basayo battles back to work the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bases empty, 2 gone, 2-0. Pitch fouled away. Left-hand side out of play. So Basayo doing just enough to grab a piece and keep the at-bat going here in the frame. Suarez keeping the pitch count low, relatively speaking. This next pitch will be his 39th of the evening here in the top of the third. Working out of the full windup, 3-2. Fouled straight back, and Basayo continues to make the righty arm labor out there on the bump.
Yeah, and honestly, one of the impressive things for Basayo since he's been up in Aberdeen has not struck out a whole lot. Strikeout rate right around 18%, about 8 percentage points lower than league average.
3-2. Swing and a line drive through on the right side for a base hit. A ground ball that the second baseman Smith did not have a chance to get to. Just a well-placed hit. And it's a 2-out base runner for Aberdeen as the speedy Basayo parks in at first. So after a multi-hit day yesterday, Basayo picking up his first base knock of the evening. And now a man on first and 2 gone for Elio Prado, the DH. Prado 0-for-1 today. A swinging strikeout back in the top of the first. Suarez deals. First pitch breaking ball. Clips the outer half for a strike. Nothing in one. Suarez will work out of the stretch with the runner on. Really toes that third base side of the slab. Practically on the edge of the mound. Twist and a throw over to first. Basayo back in time. Nothing in one. The count on Elio Prado is Iron Birds down 2-0 here in the top of the third. On a pair of solo home runs, one in each inning thus far for the Cyclones. A one upcoming from Suarez. His bright blue glove set at the belt. Here's an 0-1. This is outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Brooklyn in the bottom half will send Thomas Williams Ramirez, 9-1-2, up to the dish. Presumably to face the right-handing rehabber, Brandon Young. Suarez is 1-1 offering. Misses outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Frederick Benkosme on deck would be next. He, like Prado, up now, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Time on the field on a pitch clock reset after Suarez tossed around the rosin bag for a moment. Now he's ready to go. Dangles that right arm over his frame. Comes set at his stomach. Basayo dancing off first. 2-1. Uppercut swing and a miss on a high heater. And it's 2-2. Luna Park rides illuminated tonight. They weren't last night on Thursday for the first time in quite a while. But they're lit beyond the center field wall. And a 2-2 pitch upcoming to Prado. Suarez kicks and deals. On the outside corner, he struck him out. Yoander Suarez with 6 Ks through 3. A painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Luck and Solo Paints. He's dealing thus far. His Cyclones a 2-0 lead through 2.5 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit brooklyncyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Moving right along here on Coney Island, we go to the bottom of the third. The Brooklyn Cyclones, a 2-0 lead on top of the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Alongside Justin Rock, my name's Johnny Gadamowicz. A pair of solo shots for Brooklyn thus far. Ryan Clifford in the first, and Drake Osborne followed suit in the second as the Cyclones in front trying to get back in the win column after yesterday's 4-0 shutout loss. 9-1-2 for Brooklyn here to start the bottom of the third. Ryland Thomas, Jet Williams, and Alex Ramirez to face the right-hander Brandon Young. Young so far has allowed 2 runs on 3 hits with 1 strikeout. Now he gets Ryland Thomas for the first time tonight. Here's the pitch. Thomas swings and hits a fly ball to left center field towards the gap, dropping quickly, and it's on the warning track. One hops off the fence, and the speedy Thomas is in at second with a stand-up double. Well, he was thinking two the whole way, and with speed like that, he made it look easy. A TD Bank double brought to you by TD Bank, and their double-up credit card offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. With 2 layers of advertisements out there in left, you really got to give it a lot to clear the fence. Thomas, warning track type pop that time around. And now Jet Williams with a man in scoring position. Nobody out. The pitch misses outside for ball one. Williams 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to short. His first time up tonight. was on the very first pitch he saw of the night. Hit a ball up the middle, but the shortstop Servideo was shaded that way. 1-0. Williams takes a breaking ball strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-1. But Brooklyn now with extra base hits in each of the first three frames, the two home runs, and Thomas's leadoff double here in the third. 1-1 upcoming to Williams. Young from the stretch, he fires. Fastball misses, high and away. And it's 2-1. Williams, a recently named top 100 Mets prospect, according to Baseball America. Stands in now towards the back of that righty batter's box. 2-1. Called strike, outside corner on the change. And it's 2-2. Jet yesterday, 1-for-4, a strikeout. The batting average at .286 since joining this Brooklyn squad at the high A level. Had the chance to talk to Jet post-game following the win a few nights ago. Asked him what was different. What's the biggest difference here between Brooklyn and St. Louis? And he said, honestly, really, not that much. 2-2. On the outside corner for a called strike three. Young got him on the fastball. Second strikeout of the night for the right-hander. First time he's gotten Williams to go down on strikes. So after the leadoff double by Thomas, there's one away for Alex Ramirez. But I was surprised to hear that from Jet. Normally you figure guys will compliment the pitching, the higher level, just perhaps some better athletes. But Williams just staying true to his game. First pitch to Ramirez. Misses for ball one with the fastball. It's 1-0.
I was going to say, I've asked the same question to Jacob Reimer, and his response, basically the same in terms of on the field. The biggest difference, he said, he's not sweating like he was down in St. Lucie.
That's fair enough. 1-0, runner goes. Throw down and try to get Thomas at third is well in time, and he's out. Basayo unleashed a laser down to third. Isaac De Leon, the third baseman, caught it and applied the tag. But De Leon still on the ground following making that tag appears to be a bit shaken up.
Hopefully everything all right with Isaac. He sort of rolled on the ground as he applied that tag to Thomas sliding in feet first. Didn't look like Rylan and Isaac collided at all. Maybe planted his foot a bit strangely over at third base. Hopefully everything okay.
He wasn't really shaded towards the third base bag much whatsoever, so had to come in towards the base and sort of arrived at the bag right as the throw from Basayo arrived into his glove. A little bit of an awkward sequence. And perhaps that had something to do with De Leon being a bit shaken up here.
Yeah, it seems to be flexing out that left leg as we speak.
Either way, the count is 2-0 on Alex Ramirez when play does resume, and there are now two gone. So for Brandon Young, you go from man on second, nobody out, a Jet Williams strikeout, and a caught stealing later to bases empty, two gone. De Leon appears to be all good after being tended to for a couple of moments, and now play can resume. Brooklyn 2, Aberdeen nothing. We're here in the bottom of the third. Cyclones trying to tack on to their lead. Alex Ramirez up at the plate with two away and a 2-0 count. Young will go back to his full one. Here's the pitch. Ramirez takes a strike. Outside corner, it's 2-1. Young working quickly. His 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. And Ramirez almost lost his helmet in the process. Two balls and two strikes. There's no question that Alex Ramirez possesses a hefty hack. When he wants to get every bit of a baseball, he's not afraid to show it. 2-2, hits this one off the end of the bat, over the middle of the infield. Second baseman Ben Cosme in, and he throws to first in time to retire the side. So Ramirez down on the ground out. And all told, Brandon Young, despite the leadoff double, faces the minimum in the bottom of the third. It's Brooklyn 2, Aberdeen nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN. for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
We go to the fourth on Coney Island, Brooklyn 2. Aberdeen nothing from Maimonides Park on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app. Thanks for hanging with us. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Well, Yoander Suarez, 6 strikeouts through 3 frames. And that last one he registered to conclude the top of the third, his 6th on the night. That was punch out number 100 on the campaign for Suarez. But Justin, he's not the only Brooklyn arm to have accomplished that feat this year.
No, he's not. He joins Blade Tidwell at 112 with 100 strikeouts on the season. First time in franchise history. Brooklyn has had a pair of pitchers record 100 or more strikeouts in the same season. And Cameron Foster starts tomorrow, about only 15 or so away from becoming the third to do so this year.
We go to the top of the fourth. 3-4-5 for Aberdeen up to bat. 2-0 Cyclones. First pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball downstairs to Frederick Benkosme, and it's 0-1. 6 strikeouts so far for Yoander Suarez. He has been sharp, limiting the Ironbirds to no runs on just one hit. Benkosme 0-1, a swinging strikeout after a 1-for-4 day yesterday. Righty arm on lefty bat. Here's the 0-1. Benkosme takes down and in, and it's 1-1. Brooklyn, a pair of solo home runs. Ryan Clifford in the first, Drake Osborne in the second. That has us where we are now. 2-0 Clones here in the fourth. Suarez hides his face behind the bright blue mitt. 1-1. Nubbed foul off his body. And it's 1-2. Just came right back up and hit Benkosme in the chest. So Suarez ahead in the count yet again. He's really been attacking hitters tonight. Similar narrative here against Benkosme, the 1-2. Wastes one downstairs. 2-2. Benkosme, Willems, then Anthony Servidio. The 3 in the frame for the Ironbirds as they try to tack on their first runs of the evening. Suarez into the line, 2-2. Swing and a line drive through on the right side for a base hit. The second baseman, Smith, couldn't play it on a backhand. He's going to try for 2. Throw in from Williams at second, and he's out. Jet Williams in center field, a quick relay in. Don't run on Jet, and Benkosme is retired at second base.
Yeah, Benkosme tried jetting himself over to second base. Well, Williams clipped his wings. He was out by a mile.
Not even close. One away for Creed Willems. First pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Willems' first time up tonight. He reached on an error. Helicopter flies overhead. A 1 from Suarez. Willems flares it in the air. Left-hand side out of play. Foul. And it's 0-2.
After the balloons last night, we've traded the balloons for the helicopter.
Last week we had dragonflies, this week balloons.
Don't forget the sandstorm.
What will be next? Your guess is as good as mine. Suarez ahead quickly, 0-2. The pitch to Willems misses just a bit outside. Osborne was ready to throw it around. But Yoander will need to continue this particular at-bat here against Willems. Cleanup man for Aberdeen tonight. Lefty hitting first baseman. 0-for-4 here yesterday. Suarez from the full line, 1-2. Willems grounds it to short right at Tilly in a slow roller. Collects and throws in time for out number 2. So 2 up, 2 down, kind of. Frederick Benkosme a single then thrown out at second base. But 2 away, base is empty for Anthony Servidio, 0-for-1. Struck out looking back in the second. If you're just joining us, the Cyclones a 2-0 lead on top of the Ironbirds. Game 4 of 6. First pitch. misses downstairs, and it's 1-0. It's the first of a two-week homestand for the Cyclones, only the second time all year. Brooklyn is home on Coney Island for back-to-back full six-game sets. 1-0. Called strike, outside corner, and it's 1-1. And to offset that, next time Brooklyn travels on the road following next week's home series against the Renegades, they're on the road for back-to-back weeks. Greenville and Asheville, the two road opponents that Brooklyn will get, both members, of course, of the South Division of the South Atlantic League, but two sub-500 teams and an opportunity for the Cyclones to keep picking up wins. 1-1 misses outside, and it's two balls and one strike. After all, the lead two games now after Jersey Shore's win yesterday, so every game matters that much more as you approach the finish line. And then after that two-week road swing, Brooklyn home against last place Wilmington to finish it up. 2-1 misses outside for ball three. 3-1, two gone, bases empty.
But I do have good news out of Wappingers Falls. Right now, bottom of the second inning, Hudson Valley a 5-0 lead on Jersey Shore. Still have the bases loaded with two out.
3-1, smacked on the ground, right-hand side. Smith fields and throws in time to retire the side. So Suarez faces the minimum for the second time tonight through a full inning. It's still Brooklyn 2 and Aberdeen nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
3-4-5, two up for Brooklyn here in the bottom of the fourth. Ryan Clifford, Jacob Reimer, then William Lugo. Cyclones trying to add on to their 2-0 lead here from Maimonides Park. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Ryan Clifford up first. He's already left the ballpark once today on an absolute missile of a home run to right center field in an area that few men, if any, have gone this year. A deep crevice in the right center field gap. Swings and misses at a first pitch breaking ball from the right-hander Brandon Young, and it's 0-1. A looping 75-mile-an-hour curve. That's what Young starts Clifford out with. 0-1. Misses downstairs. One ball and one strike. But Clifford has struggled a little bit in terms of the batting average, just a .154 since joining Brooklyn. Two homers, though. 1-1. Misses down towards his cleats, and it's two balls and one strike. But a whole lot of oohs and ahs from this Brooklyn crowd on hand the last time Clifford stood in the lefty batter's box. 2-1, swing and a miss, out in front of a changeup, and it is 2-2. Young so far has surrendered three extra base hits, the two homers and a Ryland Thomas double. 2-2, Clifford takes in towards his hips. And it's three balls and two strikes. That ball was a couple of mere centimeters away from grazing Clifford towards the hips. The 3-2, swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. So two true outcomes for Ryan Clifford through his first two at-bats tonight. Homer and a strikeout. Third punch out of the night so far for Brandon Young. One gone, base is empty for Jacob Reimer. Reimer 0-for-1. He grounded out to second to conclude the bottom of the first. Young into his wind, the pitch. Reimer takes a fastball away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Young making his fifth appearance of the year, 1-0. And Reimer takes just a bit outside for ball two. Last time out came last week against Hickory. Was the pitcher of record on the losing side. 3 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, all earned. 2-0. Flared foul out into the parking lot. And it's 2-1. But prior to that outing against Hickory, Young had been really spectacular working his way back from injury. He had only given up 1 earned run total through his first 3 outings of the season. All 3 of them came at different levels, though. 2-1, lasered foul down the left field line, and it's 2-2. Pitched in the Complex League on July the 15th, Low A Delmarva on the 22nd, and made his Aberdeen debut on the 29th. And only 1 earned across those 3 outings. Prior to that, last appeared in April of 2022. Missed north of a year with injury. 2-2. Reimer takes outside. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. A free agent signing in June of 2020. One of those guys who probably would have heard his name called had it not been for the MLB draft getting cut short to only 5 rounds that COVID year. 3-2. Reimer hits one in the air, right center field. Pretty high, but not super deep, as the right fielder Guerrero ranges over into the gap to make the catch. So 2 up, 2 down. Clifford and Reimer sat down. Now William Lugo, who's 0 for 1, flew out to left his first time up. But for Young, obviously signed with that Baltimore organization following really a pretty stellar 2020 at Louisiana. Well, small sample size. And we'll see if this is indeed it for Young. Obviously a rehab outing, so always important to watch that pitch count and see how long the leash is. He has thrown 58 pitches so far tonight.
You wonder if that magic number was 60. Mercado hasn't motioned out to the bullpen. No one has opened that bullpen gate yet. And now it looks like he will make a pitching change.
So that indeed is the outing for Brandon Young, who exits the pitcher of record on the losing side, having allowed the 2 runs on 2 solo homers. We'll have the new pitcher for you. 2 away, bases empty, bottom of the 4th, after a break on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Carson Carter, first arm out of the bullpen used today by Aberdeen. 6'4", 212, 26 years old from Keller, Texas. Final line for Brandon Young. 3 2/3, 2 runs, both earned on 4 hits. No walks, 3 Ks, Johnny.
Carter comes in. Bases empty, 2 gone. First pitch, check swing foul off the bat of William Lugo, and it's 0-1. Carter has pitched already three times this year against the Cyclones. Has given up two runs over three frames. On now for the fourth time against Brooklyn here in 2023. Right-hander working out of the stretch, a one. Lugo checks his swing and did not go on appeal, according to the base umpire J.T. Shaw. So a ball and a strike. Brooklyn trying to pad to its 2-0 lead. Wave going on around the stadium right now. Field level below, 1-1. Lugo hits a sharp ground ball on the left side, through for a base hit. Rolls all the way to center, where it's cut off by Higgins and tossed in. A two-out single for William Lugo. And the Cyclones, another base runner now. They've had men on the base paths in all four innings where they've come to the dish so far tonight.
109 miles an hour off the bat there from Lugo.
No chance for the shortstop Servideo to make a play on that ball. Wasn't in great position to get there in time. Now DeAndre Smith, two away, first pitch. Smith takes high for ball one, it's 1-0. DeAndre today, 0-1, flew out to left. A day off yesterday for Smith, at 226 so far this season. 1-0, Smith swings and hits it in the air, foul. Right-hand side out of play, and it's 1-1. DeAndre, a three-game hitting streak in games in which he's played. He's hit safely in four of his last five contests. Throw over to check on the runner is close, but Lugo back in time. Now the attention can turn towards a 1-1 delivery upcoming to Smith. Big hole on the right side for the righty batter, Smith. Willems, the first baseman, holds Lugo on. Second baseman, Ben Cosme, shaded toward the back. 1-1 in there for a called strike on the changeup. And it's 1-2. Sun's starting to set here. If it hasn't fully already, it's pretty close to it. Not much blue left overhead. Twilight hours. 1-2. Smith swings and misses for strike three on the breaking ball. So Carson Carter comes in and allows a two-out single, but strikes out DeAndre Smith to retire this side. At the end of four, it is Brooklyn 2 and Aberdeen nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Yoander Suarez has been reliable thus far through four. He's managed to keep Aberdeen off the scoreboard on only two base hits. His Cyclones have given him a 2-0 lead to work with thanks to two solo shots from Ryan Clifford and Drake Osborne. Suarez back out for the fifth, where he gets 6-7 and 8. Teeter, Higgins, and then De Leon. For the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Brooklyn in front by a pair. Jacob Teeter struck out his first time. And out in front of the breaking ball from Suarez. The count 0-1. Fifth inning was the inning that did end Suarez last week at Jersey Shore. Similar situation, Brooklyn leading 2-0. As Teeter takes a called strike and Suarez jumps ahead 0-2. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. The 0-2. And Teeter pops it back. Out of play. And it stays at no balls and two strikes. You mentioned last inning, Suarez joining Blade Tidwell. Cyclone pitchers with 100 or more strikeouts this season. First time in franchise history. Two pitchers have done that in the same season as Teeter takes low. It's a ball and two strikes. Our question tonight, who were the first two Cyclone pitchers to reach 100 strikeouts in a season? See with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. See the league leaders in K's. The 1-2 is a called strike three off the glove of the catcher Osborne onto the turf near the Maimonides Health logo. And Drake picks it up and fires on to first to complete the strikeout. Teeter ran down to first base and then immediately whipped his head around to stare back at the home plate umpire.
That's the second time tonight that Teeter has not been a fan of a strikeout call. His first time up, he was called out on strikes on appeal by the base umpire, J.T. Shaw. And now Chad Westlake disagreeing with the Aberdeen left fielder as well.
Painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paint. 7 tonight for Yoander. The first pitch to Ryan Higgins inside for ball one. Higgins lined out to second his first time 0-for-1. Suarez from the third base side, the wind, the 1-0. And a curveball taken for a strike. It's even at 1-1. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here in the fifth inning. All 12 teams in progress, the 1-1. And Higgins swung about 3 days late, able to grab just enough to foul it off. And the count 1-2. Hickory, a 4-2 lead on Asheville, headed to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tucker Mitchell, his ninth home run for the Crawdads, and the best record in the South Atlantic League in the season's second half. Roma 1-0 lead on Winston-Salem. That in the top of the fourth inning. Rome was in the news earlier today. A 1-2 pitch, and Higgins fouls it back. Stays at 1-2. It was announced right around noon today that this is the last season of the Rome Braves and not moving anywhere. As Higgins grabs enough to stay in there, still 1-2. But they will be a different moniker for the team in Rome starting next season. I know a lot of people have made assumptions as for why the change, as Higgins swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the breaking ball, down and away. Season high tying 8 strikeouts tonight for Suarez. 2 out in the fifth. And painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Rome was purchased in the offseason by Diamond Baseball Holdings. And probably somewhat more towards the line of the Gwinnett Stripers, a more localized and fun-loving name likely to come to Rome in the South Atlantic League as De Leon takes outside and low. Want to know any recommendations for the folks in Georgia on a new name?
I don't know enough about what goes on in Rome, Georgia to think about what might be geared towards a good name, a good mascot. I'm sure they'll come up with something solid though. How about yourself? Anything come to the top of your head?
Nothing that isn't incredibly silly is the 1-1 low, 2-1. My whole thought process today, thinking of names, is if you just called them the Rome Roamers. Might be a tongue twister. We're going to have some fun with that. 2-1. Low and away. It's 3 balls and a strike. I've seen a lot of the recommendations be Greek or Italian themed, I think is more apropos. Maybe the Gladiators, the 3-1. Low and away for ball 4. So Isaac De Leon works a 2-out walk. First free pass allowed by Suarez tonight. 1-on, 2-out for the right fielder, Kevin Guerrero. As Osborne over to talk alongside the first baseman, William Lugo. Guerrero added to the Aberdeen roster on Wednesday. just 19 years old, won't celebrate his 20th birthday until next April. He was acquired by the Orioles during last spring, a couple days before the season began on April 3rd. It's part of the deal that sent Cole Sulzer and left-hander Tanner Scott to Miami. Originally signed by the Marlins in January of 2021, Guerrero did. But ironically, Antonio Velez went on the IL the day that Guerrero was added to the roster. He was the other player Guerrero came over from Miami with. Righty's first pitch, and Guerrero out in front. It's no balls and a strike. Guy can hit for contact. Might be a little over-aggressive at the plate. Projecting onto his wiry frame as Guerrero can't connect. It's no balls and two strikes. As one of three players on the bench for Aberdeen the last couple of days, and wonder if it even is three. Carter Young made his Aberdeen debut on Tuesday night, left that game in the sixth inning, and has not seen the field since. Righty leans in for the sign. The 0-2 from Suarez. And Guerrero stays away. It's a ball and two strikes. An end of four in South Carolina. Greensboro a 3-0 lead on Greenville. Brendan Dixon, a solo home run, his ninth of the year. Derek Diamond against Dalton Rogers. As Guerrero swings and misses for strike three. Osborne will apply the tag to Guerrero to complete the drop third strike. Season high, 9 strikeouts for Yoander Suarez tonight. On the day, he reached the 100 punch-out plateau. No runs, one hit. Or no runs, no hits. One man left on a walk at the end of 4.5. It's 2-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
A new arm in the game for Aberdeen as we go to the bottom of the fifth, where the Cyclones have a 2-0 lead on top of the Ironbirds. Only a third of an inning of work out of the bullpen for Carson Carter. He got the final out he needed to get to keep the bottom of the fourth scoreless. And now a new arm in for the Ironbirds. It is Cooper Chandler, the right-hander.
Thank you, Johnny. First pitch of the inning to Drake Osborne, taken for a called strike. And the count is 0-1. Chandler standing 6'2", 200 pounds. Celebrating his 25th birthday tomorrow. As the pitch outside, it's 1-1. Chandler from Frisco, Texas. 19th appearance, 9th out of the bullpen, 5-6, a 3.24 ERA. The 1-1 to Drake. And this hit on a line and through the left side. Another multi-hit game for Osborne against Aberdeen. Not his first career multi-home run game against them in Maryland back in June. And now a home run and a single to start his night on this Friday. One on, nobody out. Brings up Junior Tillian, single to right in his first trip. Chandler, 68 hits allowed in 72 in the third innings. 21 walks and 69 strikeouts. Chandler from the stretch. And Tillian takes high, it's 1-0. Chandler, last pitched against Hickory on Saturday. That out of the bullpen had a tough time, gave up 6 runs. Only 3 were earned on 6 hits and 2 2/3. As Tillian fights it off the hands, it's even at a ball and a strike. Did punch out 5 in that ball game. This is 4th outing against Brooklyn this year. 1 start. He's thrown 11 innings and given up 3 runs. 1-1, and Tillian ducks out of the way of a breaking ball. It never really broke. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Osborne at first with nobody out. Brooklyn in front by 2. Chandler is 2-1. And Tillian takes up and away. It's 3 balls and a strike. Chandler been a little bit better as a starter than a reliever. 2.8 ERA in 10 starts, 3.95 ERA out of the bullpen. Well, 3-1, and Tillian may have swung at ball 4. Grabs a piece and sends it to the padded wall behind home. It's a full count. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Yoander Suarez became the second Cyclone this year to reach the 100 strikeout plateau. One of 4 to do it in Brooklyn history. The payoff pitch, high ball 4. And the Cyclones have the first 2 on to start the 5th. Our question tonight, who are the first 2? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. 2 on, nobody out for Ryland Thomas. Double to left center, leading off in the 3rd of his first time, and then was caught stealing, trying to take 3rd. Third baseman De Leon in on the lip of the would-be grass. Thomas shows bunt, pulls back and takes a strike. It's 0-1. Osborne leads off 2nd. Shortstop Servideo keeping him close. Chandler's 0-1. And Thomas checked his swing, fouled it off. And the count 0-2. Wrapping up our look around the South Atlantic League tonight. Bottom of the 3rd. Bowling Green up 2-1 at home over Wilmington. Yaniel Curé against Andre Lara. In that ball game down in Kentucky. As Chandler lifts his leg and looks the runner back. But the score at the bottom that you see right there on the left-hand side of your screen, the one that Cyclone fans paying attention to most. Bottom of the 3rd inning right now in Hudson Valley. Renegades a 6-2 lead on Jersey Shore. Came into play today 2 games back of Brooklyn in the second half North Division standings. Renegades will come to town next week. The 0-2, and Thomas fouls it out of play. On to the 4th level and back down into the seeding bowl. Still at 0-2. And Brooklyn 2 games up on Jersey Shore, 4.5 up on 3rd place Greensboro. The 0-2 from Chandler, and Thomas laid on the fastball for strike 3. 93 up in the zone from Chandler. And Ryland Thomas, a rare strikeout for him at the plate. That's just the 8th strikeout for Thomas in 102 plate appearances with the Cyclones. 2 on, 1 out for Jet Williams, 0-2 tonight. Struck out looking his last trip, but does have an outfield assist. Righty offers, and Williams takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Hickory, a 3-game lead on Bowling Green in the South. Really about a two-horse race right now in the South Division. Greenville and Rome in third, tied at 9.5 back. The 0-1. At the letters, it's 0-2. Williams didn't seem to agree there, talking with the home plate umpire, Westlake, after that called strike. And now he'll ask for time to recuperate. Aberdeen, no runs, two hits, no errors. They have left three. Brooklyn, two runs, six hits, an error. They have stranded just one. Two on and one out. Brooklyn looking to add to their lead. The 0-2 to Williams, and Jett fouls it to the right. And it stays at no balls and two strikes. Williams, a guy who really physically blossomed in between his junior and senior years of high school. As Williams nearly gets hit with a breaking ball, dips his front shoulder out of the way, it's 1-2, but for a guy at his size, listed at 5'8", surprising pop in strength despite the small stature. As we've learned in baseball over the last number of years, size not as important as you may think sometimes. The 1-2, swing and a miss, got him. Another 93-mile-an-hour fastball up. So after the first two reached in the inning against Chandler, back-to-back strikeouts, and there are two out for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez 0-for-2 tonight. Struck out looking, ground out to second. Nearing the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Chandler's first toss, and Ramirez takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Chandler's done a good job getting ahead. It's the fifth batter he's faced. He's thrown first pitch strikes to four. Long look in over his front leg for the sign by Chandler. And Ramirez checks his swing. Did he go? On appeal, no, he did not, says Shaw. It's even at a ball and a strike. Williams. And an interesting stat that outdid one of the players drafted ahead of him last year. 1-1 low, it's two balls and a strike. The showcase circuit had a 5-1 balls in play to swinging strike ratio, which was better than Termar Johnson, who was the number 4 overall pick last year by the Pirates, now in Greensboro, and also better as Ramirez takes up and in. It's 3-1. Ryan Clifford on deck. But the other person those numbers were better than, and the guy who played shortstop for Aberdeen earlier this season, Jackson Holliday, who was the number 1 pick last season. The 3-1. Ramirez in the air, right center field. Long run back into his right. Guerrero away back. That one's one hop off the Sesame Place signage. Two runs will score. Ramirez on his way to third. Ball bobbled out in right center. It's a two-run triple for Alex Ramirez. And Brooklyn leads it 4-0 in the fifth. First triple of the season for Alex. His team leading 47th and 48th RBIs. And Ramirez plastered it into right center at 101.5 miles an hour. So Brooklyn has doubled their lead. And now Ryan Clifford swings and misses at a breaking ball. And the count 0-1. Clifford hit one back to Citi Field in his first at-bat. A long solo home run to right center. And then struck out his last time. The 0-1. Outside and low. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Chandler has had to labor in this inning. Next pitch will be his 26th. Clifford tied for fifth in the league. And home runs coming into play today. We'll move up that ladder with his 18th South Atlantic League home run earlier tonight. As he takes outside from Chandler, it's 2-1. Ramirez takes his lead off third. Slowly working himself down the line. 2-1, and Clifford powers another one deep to right, but this time out in front. Foul ball into Brooklyn's right field bullpen. It's 2-2.
Alex Ramirez is almost halfway home by the time that pitch was released.
Well, Chandler hasn't really paid too much attention to him over at third. De Leon playing way off the bat. The 2-2 pitch. Ryan takes downstairs. It's 3-2. Jacob Reimer waiting on deck for Brooklyn. Three-two from Cooper. And Clifford, a ground ball back up the middle. Base hit center field. Ramirez scores. Clifford will stop at first. His second multi-hit game of the series. His second RBI tonight. Make it 5-0 in the fifth. And get it done with the triple-digit exit velos. And Clifford showing he can get it done by putting the ball in play as well. Wasn't a scorcher, but an effective base hit up the middle nonetheless.
Well, exactly what the doctor ordered for the Cyclones after getting shut out last night on only five hits. Seemingly an offensive eruption here through the first couple of innings. And what's really most important, Justin, at least from my vantage point, it's been led by the guys that you would expect to lead the charge. Ryan Clifford leaving the ballpark. Alex Ramirez snapping out of a funk with a big two-run triple. If this Brooklyn squad wants to make a real run at a playoff berth here and make some noise down the home stretch, Cyclones are going to need their best players to live up to the back of their baseball card. And particularly for Ramirez, you get the sense that that was a big hit and one that hopefully can get him going in the right direction.
Yeah, that might be the spark plug to get Alex on another hot streak. Ryan Clifford and Ramirez have combined to drive in four of Brooklyn's five runs tonight. Jacob Reimer 0 for 2, a ground out to second, a fly out to right. Chandler offers, and Reimer takes inside in the count 1-0. Reimer, a guy not always focused on the stats on the back of the baseball card. It's interesting talking to him, very mature player both in his on-the-field and off-the-field demeanor. As Reimer takes outside, it's 2-0. In large part mentioned the first time we spoke to him last week in Jersey Shore about how really took the words in an interview by Jonathan India to heart as Reimer puts one in the air to left, but it'll hang up for Teeter to end the inning. Talking about getting the right process and having the right routine in order to have success, and Reimer's had plenty of it in his first full professional season. Brooklyn scores three times on three hits. The end of 5-0 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn a 5-0 lead. Yoander Suarez back to work. 79 pitches through five innings. He has a season-best 9 strikeouts tonight. Samuel Basayo at the top of Aberdeen's lineup, due up in the sixth. Get you the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question in the bottom of the inning. Lasayo 1-for-2 with a single. And he fouls the breaking ball off his foot. And the count 0-1. Question tonight, Yoander Suarez in the third inning became the second different Cyclone pitcher this year to reach the 100 strikeout plateau. Joining Blade Tidwell, who did it prior to his transfer to AA Binghamton. Who were the first two Cyclones in franchise history to get there prior to Blade? And Yoander this year is Pasayo, a big bouncing ball to second, waiting on the second hop, Smith. And a quick transfer gets the hustling Pasayo for the first out of the sixth inning. One up, one down. Elio Prado, the batter. Couple of strikeouts, one swinging, one looking tonight. Do have one correct guess already in. We'll give those who have not had the opportunity to guess yet make their prognostications as Prado gets plunked. Didn't hit him by much. The ball still ended up in Drake Osborne's mitt. Prado on the hit by pitch aboard with one out in the sixth inning. One on, one out. Frederick Benkosme, the batter. Strikeout in a single today. Was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double in the fourth. Third baseman Reimer in and off the line. Suarez offers, and Benkosme takes outside for ball one. Take a look around the Met affiliates here in the sixth inning. A 1-0. There's a breaking ball strike. It's even. Mets and Braves tonight at Citi Field. Mets trailing 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Francisco Lindor was a late scratch today by the Mets. Had played in every one of New York's games prior to tonight. A 1-1 on the outside corner. And the count now, a ball and two strikes. Lindor is scratched with right side soreness. Will undergo imaging tomorrow, and the Mets should have an update then. 1-2, rolled over on the ground first base way. Stays foul at a ball and two strikes. Hopefully everything all right with Lindor, who has been a much-needed stabilizing force in what has been a very jumbled 2023 season at the big league level in Flushing. Tyler McGill starting for the Mets tonight against Charlie Morton. 1-2 outside, it's 2-2. And it was interesting, I saw an article earlier today, maybe it was last night, about one of the unintended consequences of the pitch clock addition and the shift rules in Major League Baseball this year. Throw back to first and Prado back in standing up. But it was in relation to the impact of all those new rules had on an influx of players that have played every single game so far in 2023. 2-2. Chopper over the mound, charging in the second baseman, Smith. Quick transfer and throw, not in time. Brooklyn defense did everything right there. And Cosme just put it into a very untenable spot. Smith did his best, but Van Cosme enough speed to leg out an infield hit. And the Ironbirds with two on and one out in the sixth as Victor Ramos emerges from the first base dugout. But I saw an interesting post that Austin Riley, the Braves third baseman last year, ran 45 miles last year, only moving around on infield shifts alone between the right side of the infield, shortstop position. That's incredible data tracking. And Riley's played in every game for Atlanta this year, as have a few Braves players. And be interesting to see if those rule changes lead to more guys going out there every single day. Regardless of the dog days of August, during these humid months. I don't know, had you ever thought about that, Johnny? I certainly had it.
What's crazy is, if you do your math, you carry your one, that's a little over a quarter of a mile every game. That's one lap around the track.
First pitch to Creed Willems, swung on and missed. It's 0-1. So hopefully everything all right with Lindor. I thought that was mighty interesting earlier today. Never thought about all the movement players had to make for those shifts over the last several years. The 0-1. And Willems fouls it out of play to the left. And the count 0-2. Reminded constantly that while these are world-class athletes, they are human after all at the end of the day, and they get wear and tear as well. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Chased in the dirt for strike three. 10th strikeout tonight for Yoander Suarez. That matches his previous career high. First time he has struck out 10 in a full season game. Last time it happened, July 26, 2019. Wasn't even the Florida Complex League left. It was still the Gulf Coast League against the Astros. Two on, two out for Anthony Servideo. Brooklyn in front by five. Servideo 0 for 2, grounded out last time. And Suarez misses down and away for ball one. Suarez likely nearing the end of his rope. 92 pitches on the night. Brendan Hardy up and throwing down the right field line. Look back at second. The 1-0 from Suarez. And Servideo out in front of the off speed. It's 1-1. Triple A Syracuse, a 5-2 lead in Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Thanks to a three-run top of the eighth. Brett Beatty, we mentioned, homered in the fourth inning, but Ronnie Mauricio has homered twice tonight. 19 now on the year at AAA as Servideo swings and misses at 84. And the count 1-2. Joe Swazi has a base hit up there tonight. It's at 292 at AAA. Stand up, Glen Cove, New York. The 1-2 from Suarez. Swing and a miss. Got him. Change up away at 85, a career high, 11 strikeouts tonight for the 23-year-old right-hander. For Aberdeen in the sixth, no runs, a hit, two men left thanks to a walk. At the end of five and a half, 5-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Cooper Chandler through 32 pitches in the fifth inning. Back to work in the bottom of the sixth. Lugo, Smith, and Osborne. The three due up in the inning. Lugo and Smith, the only two Brooklyn batters that did not hit in the fifth. Lugo, one for two with a base hit tonight. And Chandler's first pitch of the inning is popped in the air. First base side. Willems onto the warning track to his left. And over the shoulder makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the home sixth. Brings up DeAndre Smith 0 for 2 as flied to left and struck out. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Earlier today, Yoandre Suarez became the second Cyclone this season to strike out over 100 batters. First time in franchise history two pitchers have accomplished the feat in the same season as Smith takes inside 1-0. Who were the first two Cyclones to strike out over 100 in a single season? Did have one correct guess tonight. The 1-0. And there is a strikeout at the letters. It's 1-1. And guesses for Matt Harvey, Luis Mateo. And the correct answer from our good buddy Robert Anderson. Might see him around the ballpark sometimes with his camera, taking some great shots of the action. The 1-1. Low, it's two balls and a strike. Well, the answers, Alec Kissena was the first man to do it, struck out 102 in 2021. And the second, Junior Santos, who whiffed 105 last season. Smith takes outside, it's three balls and a strike. Brooklyn a chance to have three of them do it this year. Cameron Foster, 15 strikeouts away from 100. He'll start tomorrow. Smith hits it on the ground to third. Scooped up by De Leon. And his throw to first in time. Two out. Wrapping up our look around the Mets affiliates tonight. Double-A Binghamton on the road against Somerset. They lost 14-0 last night. They trail 7-0 tonight. Joey Lancelotti is on. Retired the first two batters he's faced. Luis Angel Acuna has a base hit tonight. Drew Thorpe, 7 two-hit shutout innings in his double-A debut. This is a soft ground ball off the end of the bat by Osborne. To his left, Servideo makes the play to close out a 1-2-3, six innings. So Cooper Chandler needed 32 pitches in the fifth to get out of that frame. He did seven for a 1-2-3 sixth. That's baseball sometimes. To the seventh, 5-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This pitching change driven by Bical Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BicalAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Brendan Hardy. 6'4", 170, 23 years old from Gulfport, Mississippi. Takes over for Yoandre Suarez, who was outstanding tonight, Johnny. Six innings, no runs, three hits, a walk, a career high, 11 strikeouts, 95 pitches, 65 strikes, and it'll be up to the bullpen to get the final nine outs today. And as we move to the seventh, Here's Johnny with the play-by-play.
Yeah, maybe most importantly for Yoander, he exits in line for the win. He's been the pitcher of record on the losing side each of his last three outings, but it is 5-0 Brooklyn as Hardy on. And the first pitch of the seventh is in there for a called strike at 87 on the radar gun. And it's 0-1 to the left fielder Jacob Teeter. Teeter, a frustrating night so far tonight, 0-2 with two strikeouts. Hardy deals. Teeter takes up and away, 92 on the gun that time, and it is one ball and one strike. So Teeter mentioned those two strikeouts. One of them was on appeal on a check swing, the other a drop third strike that he didn't think was a strike. 1-1 hit sharply on the ground to first base, where Lugo collects and taps the bag with his right foot for out number one. So Brendan Hardy's day starts according to plan, a ground out off the bat of Teeter. Now bases empty, one gone for the center fielder, Ryan Higgins. Higgins tonight, a strikeout and a walk. After all, Aberdeen does only have three base hits. No runs on three hits, no errors. For the Clones, 5-8 with one error. Hardy out of the stretch, the pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 to Higgins. Brooklyn a run in the first, run in the second, then three more in the fifth. That three-run fifth was really capped by an Alex Ramirez two-run triple. A one misses high, and it's one ball and one strike to Higgins. This game, 4 of 6. Brooklyn and Aberdeen right back at it tomorrow here at Maimonides Park, a 6 p.m. first pitch on Star Wars night. Hope you can join us at the ballpark or on the Cyclone Radio Network. 1-1. Hit in the air, right-hand side. Into foul ground, Lugo ranging over, makes the one-handed catch for out number two. So William Lugo involved in both outs so far here in the top of the seventh. Grounder to first that he collected himself. And a pop-up into foul ground. Two up, two down for Hardy. Now Isaac De Leon, bases empty and two gone. Full night sky on hand here on Coney Island. 8:50. Just shy of 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Hardy's first toss. Misses outside with the breaking ball. 1-0. Brooklyn responding from last night's shutout in a big way. Hardy's 1-0 delivery. Misses low. And it's two balls and no strikes. De Leon at 181. Was on base twice yesterday with a hit and a walk. A lot of Ironbirds found their way on the base paths here last night. Aberdeen had 4 runs on 10 hits. 2-0 from Hardy. Fastball hits the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. So Hardy just the second Brooklyn pitcher of the evening, in large part because Yoander Suarez was dealing. A career-high 11 strikeouts to just one walk. Over 6 scoreless frames, just 3 hits, 2-1. Misses badly outside. In the lefty batter's box to the right-handed hitting De Leon. And it's 3-1. Of course, a big game that matters tonight for Cyclones fans is Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley going toe-to-toe. Blue Claws just 2 games back of Brooklyn in the standings, the 3-1. On the outside corner, a called strike two. De Leon thought surely it was ball 4, but not the case. But some good news for Brooklyn. Hudson Valley on top of Jersey Shore right now, 6-2 in the bottom of the fifth. So should everything hold, this Brooklyn result and the Jersey Shore result, Cyclones would gain back the game that they lost last night. Bases empty, 2 gone. Payoff. Misses outside, ball 4. So Hardy was a strike away from working a 1-2-3, but instead he walks De Leon for the second time tonight. So a man on first and 2 away now for Kevin Guerrero. In his high A debut, Guerrero's 0-2, ground out and a strikeout. Righty arm on righty bat, big hole on the right side of the infield with Lugo holding the runner on. The pitch misses down and away for ball 1. Osborne snared it on a backhand, pitch in the dirt. And a nice job by Drake to corral that baseball and keep De Leon put at first. One ball, no strikes, two gone. Healthy lead for De Leon. Just in front of the cutout on the first base side. Lugo holds out the mitt, 1-0. Fastball hits the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Pitch black night sky overhead. You can really make out the amusement park rides that are illuminated beyond the fence. 1-1. Slow roller left-hand side. The third baseman Reimer in, and he throws over to first in time to retire the side. Nice play by Jacob Reimer at the hot corner, charging in on a ball that didn't have much juice, but he got there in time and relayed over to retire the side. So for Aberdeen in the inning, no runs on no hits, and one man left on the walk at the end of 6.5. It is Brooklyn 5 and Aberdeen nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, after tossing just 7 pitches in the bottom of the 6th, Cooper Chandler does come back out for his third inning of relief work out of the Aberdeen bullpen. He will face 8-9-1, Tillian Thomas, and Jed Williams, the 3 in the frame for the Cyclones. Everyone getting all stretched out here on a Friday night on the boardwalk. Home crowd has been treated to a solid performance thus far by their Cyclones. A 5-0 lead, keeping the Aberdeen bats at bay all evening long. Ryan Clifford a homer, Alex Ramirez a 2-run triple. It's been a good day, all things considered, for this Brooklyn squad who tries to take 3 of the first 4 here on the boardwalk against the Ironbirds. With Justin, I'm Johnny. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope your weekend is off to a great start. Of course, hope you can join us at the ballpark tomorrow. Whether you're a Jedi Master or a young Padawan, Star Wars night here on Coney Island. Expect to see many young Padawans here at the ballpark. Maybe we'll even have a Darth Vader appearance. Who knows? But regardless, should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, the series closes up shop Sunday afternoon here at 2.
They got giveaways, fireworks tomorrow. A lot of fun stuff on tap over the final 2 days of the first leg of this two-week homestand.
No excuse not to be here. First pitch to Junior Tillian. Misses outside for ball one. If you can't make it, hopefully you can at least join us on the radio and be involved in some way, shape, or form. 1-0 the count on Tillian. Chandler exclusively out of the stretch as 1-0 fastball misses in towards the elbows for ball two. Junior tonight singled, was picked off, and then walked and later scored. Out of the eighth spot, Brooklyn shortstop tonight. Takes a 2-0 pitch down and away for ball three. So Chandler falling behind, throwing almost half as many pitches this inning as he did last inning. Hasn't even registered a strike yet. Infield back, 3-0. Get me over strike that just got over. Dillian might have thought it was ball four on the outside corner. But it was strike one. And now a 3-1 hitter's count for the righty hitting shortstop. Junior at 231 this season with Brooklyn. Here's a 3-1. Takes a called strike outside corner. And Chandler fights back after falling behind 3-0. The count's now full. Cyclones seeking some insurance. Not that they need a ton. It is a 5-0 Brooklyn lead. And after all, this Brooklyn bullpen, second best ERA in the South Atlantic League at 3.45. 3-2 upcoming to Tillian. Chandler kicks and deals. Misses outside ball four. So the Cyclones, a base runner to start this home seventh. Tillian on base for the third time tonight, his second walk. And now Rylan Thomas with nobody out and a man on first. Thomas out of the ninth spot tonight, a double and a strikeout, a rare strikeout at that. You don't see a lot of swings and misses from the Brooklyn outfielder. Serving as the DH tonight, righty arm on lefty bat. First pitch, Thomas takes in and low for ball one. Rylan at 322 since joining the likes of this Cyclone squad. And has done nothing but hit, and oh yeah, hit a little more. 1-0, hits this one into no man's land on the right-hand side. Second baseman Ben Kosmay back in time to make the catch for the inning's first out. Thought maybe Thomas had dunked that one right where he needed to, but a nice job by Ben Kosmay to track it down. So one away, we go back to the top for Jet Williams. Rihanna blaring over the loudspeakers, run this town. That's what Williams will try to do here in Brooklyn. He's been a real spark plug atop this Cyclone batting order ever since joining the squad 2 weeks ago. 0-for-3 tonight, though. Takes a first pitch that runs in towards the shoulders for ball one.
I'm kind of enamored with Jet Williams and Jacob Reimer's walk-up song choices. They're both 19 years old, and they picked songs that came out when I was in high school.
1-0. Fastball hits the outside corner for a called strike. It's 1-1. I mean, everybody likes Rihanna and Jay-Z, right?
Absolutely, but Jacob Reimer choosing Paper Planes by MIA. That came out in 2008. Reimer was 4 years old.
1-1. Swing and a fly ball. Left field camping under it. The left fielder Teeter makes the catch for out number two. What's crazy for me, at least, as it pertains to the age of Williams and Reimer, seeing that Jacob Reimer, born in the year 2004, that is nuts.
Could be worse. You could be broadcasting in Fort Wayne and have a guy on your team that was born in 2006.
17 years old, had his first high A hit the other night. A catcher as well, if I'm not mistaken. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
One of the top 10 prospects in baseball, Ethan Salas.
Throw over to check on the runner, Tillian, who's back safely. Alex Ramirez up now. 5-0 Brooklyn, two gone, a man on first. It has been all Cyclones tonight. Yoander Suarez, a career-high 11 strikeouts over six shutout frames. First pitch to Ramirez. Big swing and a miss. Tried to plant that ball out on the boardwalk. Nothing and one. Alex tonight, a two-run triple, part of a one-for-three night. Also later came home to score when Ryan Clifford knocked him in the very next at-bat on an RBI single. Ramirez taking his time as he calls time and readjusts the batting gloves. It was a hefty swing from Alex on the first pitch and perhaps just regrouping a little bit before he steps back in awaiting an 0-1 delivery from the right-hander Chandler. Here's the 0-1. Ramirez takes a strike and Alex behind quickly, nothing and two. Ryan Clifford would be next, two gone. The man on first and an 0-2 count on the righty hitting Ramirez. Chandler ahead, will he waste one or go right at him? Here's the 0-2. Misses inside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Brooklyn are running the first, run in the second, then three more in the fifth. That's what really has put them in the driver's seat so far. Aberdeen in the eighth will go back to the top. Basayo, Prado, and Benkosme. 1-2 on Ramirez. Here's the pitch. Alex takes high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Good to see Ramirez remaining a key eye at the plate. That fastball was high. A pitch that maybe earlier in the year he would have went after. Not the case. And now a 2-2. Takes down and away. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes.
That'll release Tilly in from first base with 2 out. Get the merry-go-round in motion.
No action brewing in the Aberdeen bullpen. It appears that this inning, Chandler's to go get. 3-2, Tillian takes off, swing and a miss. Ramirez down on strikes to retire the side. So a leadoff walk by Tillian, but it doesn't really amount to anything for Brooklyn. At the end of 7, it is the Cyclones 5 and the Ironbirds zilch on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the eighth on Coney Island on a night that has been all Brooklyn so far. Cyclones 5 and the Ironbirds nothing. Brooklyn trying to give Aberdeen perhaps a taste of its own medicine after the Ironbirds shut out the Cyclones right here last night. Brendan Hardy on to toss the top of the eighth after he faced 4 batters in the top of the seventh. The only damage to his line so far was a 2-out walk. Now he's on for the eighth, gets the top of the lineup.
Thank you, Johnny. First pitch to Samuel Basayo is taken low for ball one. Top of the lineup, two up for Aberdeen. Basayo, Prado, and Benkosme. Brooklyn in front by 5. Hardy's 1-0. And Basayo takes a letter high strike at 93. It's even at 1-1. Aberdeen, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 8 hits, an error. They have stranded 3. 1-1 from Hardy, and Basayo pops it straight up. Behind the plate, Osborne onto the warning track, and this will get about 2 rows back. Osborne was clenching his teeth, hoping that ball didn't hit anybody in the audience a few rows back behind the screen. Either that, he was cringing at the Aaron Judge jersey. But everybody's all right, and they get a souvenir. Basayo stays alive with a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Hardy works from the first base side of the rubber. Here's the 1-2. And Basayo, a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Osborne. Strike 3. First strikeout tonight for Brendan Hardy. 1 away in the top of the eighth. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paint. This is with them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. 1 away for Elio Prado. Couple of strikeouts and a hit by pitch tonight. Hardy winds and deals. And he misses upstairs to Prado. It's 1-0. Take a look around Major League Baseball here in the eighth inning. The 1-0. And Prado looks at a strike. Count evens at 1-1. Look at some of the scores in the South Atlantic League and the Mets organization tonight. Mets trailing Atlanta 6-0 in the seventh. As Prado takes outside and low, it's 2-1. Rays an 8-5 lead on Cleveland going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Isak Paredes, his 23rd home run of the year for Tampa Bay. The 2-1 from Hardy. And a fastball down and away. And they count 3-3. Yankees leading the Marlins 7-4 in Miami. Anthony Volpe, Aaron Judge have gone deep for the Yankees. Josh Bell has been a big acquisition for the Marlins. He went deep again for them tonight. 3-1 on the outside corner. And the count full 3-2. Nationals doubling up the A's 4-2, bottom of the sixth in D.C. Lawrence Butler, one of the top 100 prospects in baseball, making his debut tonight for Oakland, the 3-2. Fouled off to our right, and it'll remain full. You look at the jam-packed parking lot on Coney Island this evening. Carnival colors lit up on the parachute jump just beyond the first base concourse. Another 3-2, and Prado taps it on the ground to short. Coming on Tillian, and he'll make the play to Lugo for the second out. Two up, two down for Hardy in the eighth. Brings up Frederick Bencosme, 2-for-3 with a pair of singles tonight. Reds leading the Pirates 6-2, top of the seventh in Pittsburgh. Luke Maley, a 3-run home run for the Reds. Brian Hayes, a solo shot, his eighth for the Pirates. First pitch from Hardy to Bencosme. And a breaking ball strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Bottom of the sixth in Philadelphia. Phillies up 11-2 on Minnesota. Bryson Stott and JT Realmuto have gone deep in that one. As Bencosme looks at another strike, it's 0-2. Christopher Sanchez still on the mound for Philadelphia. Dallas Keuchel struggled. 6 runs allowed in an inning and 2/3. Former Cy Young Award winner and sort of unexpectedly fell right off the radar. The 0-2. Backdoor breaking ball, strike 3 call. Brendan Hardy strikes out a pair, retires the side in order with a perfect top of the eighth inning. To the bottom of the eighth we go. 3-4-5 due up for Brooklyn, looking to add to a 5-0 lead on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Go to the bottom of the eighth from Maimonides Park. It is Brooklyn 5 and Aberdeen nothing. New pitcher in the game for Aberdeen, a Baikal Auto Mall call to the bullpen. Pay him a visit at 2859 Flatbush Avenue or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Ryan Hennen takes over for Cooper Chandler as the fourth total Aberdeen arm, third out of the pen, Justin, and he gets 3-4-5 in the Cyclone batting order.
Thank you, Johnny. Lefty against lefty. Clifford 2-for-3, a home run and an RBI single tonight. He takes up and in for ball one. Vasayo dropped his shoulders. Thought that one was a strike. But instead, ball one. Hennin, 16th appearance, 2-0 at 2.95 ERA in the 1-0 as Clifford lunging. It's even at a ball and a strike. 2.95 ERA for Hennin, two saves, 12 hits and 18 in the third inning, six walks, 22 strikeouts. Gave up a run on three hits in an inning last time out against Hickory last Saturday as Clifford takes down and away. And the count 2-1. Hennin standing at 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. Pitch misses outside and low. It's 3-1 on Clifford. Hennin, 25 years old from Cold Spring, Minnesota. End of the same high school as former Cyclone Dylan Tabrock. Now up at AA, the 3-1. Clifford tied up inside. And it's full 3-2. Continuing our look around the majors tonight, Cubs leading the Blue Jays 6-1 in the seventh. Nico Horner, Cody Bellinger with home runs for the Cubs. The payoff, and Clifford takes inside for ball four. So Ryan Clifford on base for the third time tonight. Vasayo and Hennin wanted that call. And Brooklyn with the leadoff man on to start the eighth for Jacob Reimer. Reimer 0-for-3 tonight. Fly ball to left his last time up. Javier Assad, seven innings of one-run ball for the Cubs tonight. Bottom of the seventh in Boston. Red Sox leading the Tigers 5-2. Lefty's first pitch to Reimer. Changeup cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Tristan Casas, his 19th home run for the Red Sox. Kerry Carpenter, his 13th for Detroit. Chris Sale. Trevor Story returning to the Red Sox lineup tonight. Is that in the dirt? Down and in. Nice stop by Vasayo. And it's even at 1-1. Sale, 4 2/3 innings. Two runs on one hit. Struck out seven. Story's 2-for-4 tonight with a run scored. Clifford leads off first, the 1-1. And Reimer takes inside. It's two balls and a strike. Bottom of the third in Houston. Astros up 7-2 on the Angels. How about the story of John Singleton in his first two home runs back in the big leagues tonight? The team that let him go a number of years ago. As Reimer takes high, it's 3-1. His first season in the major leagues this year in 8 years. For Singleton, last played in the big leagues in 2015. As Reimer takes high for ball four. So back-to-back walks by Hennin to start the inning. Those two home runs by Singleton, his first since July 29th, 2015. Guy who had several suspensions for drugs of abuse, some of which aren't even banned substances anymore. As Lugo takes outside, it's 1-0, but cool story. Justin Verlander for the Astros tonight. Reed Detmer is for the Angels. As Lugo fouls it to our right, off the facing of the fourth level and back down, it's 1-1. Bottom of the third in Kansas City. Royals tripling up the Cardinals 9-3. Already three home runs in that ball game from Kansas City. Nelson Velasquez, Bobby Witt Jr., and Sal Perez. As Lugo sends it back. And the count 1-2. Bottom of the third on the south side of Chicago. White Sox and Brewers. Chicago a 4-2 lead on Milwaukee. 1-2. Lugo takes down and in. Nice stop again by Vasayo with the body. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clifford at second. Reimer at first with nobody out. Eloy Jimenez, Victor Caratini have homered for the White Sox and Brewers, respectively. Michael Kopech against Corbin Burns, the 2-2. And Lugo sends it towards the first base concourse. Remain even. Everything else in the big leagues will start at 9:40 or later. Diamondbacks hosting the Padres, Ryan Nelson against Blake Snell. Padres, another team that's fallen off a cliff since the deadline, as Lugo again serves one into the first base seats.
How about the season for Blake Snell, though? Has slowly but surely entered the NL Cy Young conversation. I think the ERA at 2.6, 2.7, I want to say.
Right on the money, 2.61. The 2-2. And again, a foul ball by Lugo. And 2.6 ERA, the lowest for Snell since he had a sub-2 ERA in 2018. Dodgers and Rockies at 10-10. Lance Lynn against Austin Gomber. Interesting, I saw an interview the other day. There was a lot made of what Keenan Middleton, who the Yankees acquired from the White Sox at the deadline, had to say about what was going on the south side in their clubhouse during spring training and throughout the season. As Lugo out in front for strike three. Good battle by William, but Hennin wins the war. 2-1, one out in the eighth inning for DeAndre Smith. But A.J. Pierzynski had a podcast, I believe it was maybe him and Chris Rose are interviewing Lance Lynn, and they asked him about what Keenan Middleton had said about the White Sox clubhouse. Lynn traded by Chicago to the Dodgers at the deadline. DeAndre Smith takes a strike, and they asked Lance, any thoughts on what Keenan said? And he said the only line he used, the 0-1 outside corner, it's 0-2, is here's what I'll say key, talking about Keenan Middleton, got wrong. And then just didn't say anything else. The 0-2, Smith, ooh, look out in the first base dugout. Hopefully everybody all right. Now he's ticketed in the direction of Junior Tillian, standing by the top step of the first base dugout. Everyone laughing, so everybody's okay. Thank you, Ryan Hecht. Analytics man, Kevin Howard. The leader of the Mets player development is that outside. It's 1-2. Showing their laughter, letting everybody know around the ballpark that all is okay. The 1-2. Another one fouled aside by DeAndre. Mariners host the Orioles at 10-10. Luis Castillo against Kyle Gibson. And the Giants will host the Rangers at 10-15. Scott Alexander against John Gray. 1-2. And again, a foul ball by Smith. A lot of foul balls in this inning by Brooklyn with two strikes. Three of them from DeAndre and Lugo in the last two bats alone. Three each. The 1-2. And Smith swinging late. The grabs enough to stay alive. And some pretty impressive piece of batsmanship there by Smith. Swung mighty late. They knew he needed to fight it off and did. Drake Osborne on deck. Clifford at second. Reimer at first. One out in the eighth. Brooklyn leading 5-0. The 1-2. And Smith strikes out on the pitch up in the zone. Two down in the inning. So after consecutive walks to start the frame, Hennin with back-to-back strikeouts. Two out in the eighth for Drake Osborne. Osborne, a solo shot to left in the second. Single to left and scored in the fifth. Round out to short his last time in the sixth. And he takes inside. And the count 1-0 on Drake. Aberdeen will have the heart of their lineup due up in the ninth. Willems, Servideo, and Teeter. Right now, don't see a whole lot brewing by the Brooklyn bullpen. As Osborne Can't connect. It's even at a ball and a strike. A 1-1. On the outside corner, a strike, 1-2. I was just thinking about it. Pretty sure the last time Brooklyn wore these jerseys was the day that Kevin Parada hit the triple into the fireworks here at home. The 1-2. Osborne rolls it off the end of the bat to short. Servideo flips to second for the force. And the inning is over. No runs, no hits. Two men left on walks at the end of eight. 5-0 Brooklyn. We'll try and close out a shutout when we come back on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the ninth inning, Brendan Hardy out for his third inning of relief. 29 pitches through two frames tonight. Creed Willems, Anthony Servideo, Jacob Teeter. 3-2 up here in the top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn a 5-0 lead. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game 5 of this series tomorrow night. Creed Willems 0-for-3 today. Struck out his first time. And the righty's first pitch. His line foul off the railing in front of Brooklyn's first base dugout. And the count 0-1. Willems, Servideo, Teeter, if anyone reaches Higgins, and then De Leon. One strike pitch. And Willems takes inside. It's even at 1-1. Nearing the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock. Johnny Gadamowicz with you on this Friday night. The 1-1. And Willems in the air, left center field, on to his right, Williams. And Williams sits down Willems for the first out of the ninth inning. It was a sinking line drive, but Jett got a good read on it and makes the catch coming in for the first out of the ninth. One down for Anthony Servideo. 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts today. So those gray pant legs rolled up just below the knees. Tall black socks. First pitch from Hardy. This is outside for ball one. Third baseman Reimer off the line and back. The 1-0 from Brendan. And Servideo looks at a called strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Keep you updated what's going on in Hudson Valley when we get to the postgame show tonight. Brooklyn 2 up on Jersey Shore. Coming into play today, the 1-1. Tap behind the dish. And Hardy ahead, 1-2. Strikes. Riley hides his eyes behind that dark brown leather mitt. The 1-2. Fastball inside. 92 that time from Hardy. Just missed the inside edge. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Servideo out of the University of Mississippi. Third round pick in 2020. The 2-2. This rolled over towards first. Picked up on the forehand by Lugo. Underhand flip to Hardy. And the Cyclones one out away from a victory. Easily done on the right side of the infield. Lugo to Hardy. There's a look in case you wanted to see the first out of the game tonight. Could be fitting considering Hardy trying to close out the win for Yoander Suarez. Jacob Teeter, the last line of defense for Aberdeen. 0 for 3 tonight, and he takes low for ball one. Teeter, a couple of strikeouts. Grounded out to first last time in the seventh. The 1-0, and Teeter tied up inside. Beautiful off speed at 87. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Hardy looking for the fourth save of his pro career. The 1-1 is off the hands towards the first base dugout. And the Cyclones now one strike away from victory. A win tonight. And they guarantee themselves at the least a series split. To open up the two-week homestand with 6 against Aberdeen and then another 6 against the Renegades from Hudson Valley. The 1-2 from Hardy. Fouled off to the left. And Teeter remains alive. Ryan Higgins waiting on deck, hoping for an opportunity. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. The 1-2 pitch. And Teeter chops it into the first base dugout. And it's still 1-2. Everybody staying alert down there. Everyone on the top step of the dugout. Looking to start the handshake line momentarily. The 1-2. Low and inside. And it's even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brooklyn last night shut out for the 9th time this season. Trying to pick up their own 9th shutout of the year with one more strike. The 2-2 inside. Teeter had to hop out of the way. Overthrew that fastball did Hardy. And the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Third baseman Reimer off the line. First baseman Lugo playing towards it. The payoff pitch. And Teeter again spoils a 2-strike offering. This one out of play onto the rooftop. And it remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hardy at 45 pitches tonight. Through 2 2/3 innings of relief. Another 3-2. This hit on the ground at first. Scooped by Lugo. Will take it to the bag himself. And you can celebrate a Cyclones shutout victory. For the 9th time this season, Brooklyn has blanked their opponent. Your final score in 9. The Brooklyn Cyclones 5. And the Aberdeen Ironbirds nothing. Yoander Suarez and Brendan Hardy combine on a 3-hit shutout. Suarez, a career-high 11 strikeouts over 6 shutout innings. Hardy, 3 shutout frames of relief for his first save in Brooklyn this year. Second overall, Ryan Clifford, Drake Osborne, each went deep. Clifford drove in 2. Alex Ramirez, a 2-run triple in the 5th. And the Cyclones dial up a 5-0 victory. And they've taken 3 of the first 4 of this series from the Orioles affiliate. We'll take a break. We come back. Recap report is next. Don't go anywhere on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Great job by Johnny Gudemowicz down on the field, interviewing Ryan Clifford, our player of the game. Everyone waiting patiently in their seats for some post-game fireworks tonight. Brooklyn had plenty of fireworks offensively and on the mound tonight as they shut out Aberdeen by a final of 5-0. With the win tonight, Brooklyn improving in the second half to 25-15, 53-52 overall. Aberdeen dropping to 18-21 in the half, 50-53 for the season. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight, and Brooklyn starting fast. Yoander Suarez getting the ball against Brandon Young, making a rehab start. For the Aberdeen Ironbirds. And after Suarez retired the side in order in the top of the first, Brooklyn's bats went to work in the bottom of the first inning. Jet Williams grounded out to second to lead off. And then Alex Ramirez struck out looking. And with a one ball, two strike count, Ryan Clifford at our House Potato Chips play of the game. Looking for a 1-2-3 first tonight. A 1-2, and Clifford powers one in the air, right center field. Long run back into his right. Guerrero away back, and all he can do is turn and watch Ryan Clifford's first Maimonides Park home run. Oh, my God, he obliterated it. 105.6 off the bat, 389 feet. His second Cyclones home run, his 18th in the South Atlantic League this year. 1-0 Cyclones in the first. That blast by Ryan Clifford, our House Potato Chips play the game. House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Remained a 1-0 game into the second. And that's when Brooklyn had a very similar instance. First two batters of the inning, fly outs to left. Drake Osborne was the batter, and he made the 1-1 pitch to him. Count mighty big. Better than their best. The 1-1, and Osborne, a high fly ball left field. Back goes Teeter, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by Luna Park. Drake Osborne, an Aberdeen annihilator. That is ninth home run of the year, his fourth against Aberdeen in just nine games. And Brooklyn takes a 2-0 second inning lead. Second home run of the series for Drake Osborne gave Brooklyn a 2-0 cushion. Stayed that way until the fifth. Drake Osborne led off the inning with a single to the left, and then Junior Tillian worked a walk. after Ryland Thomas and Jet Williams struck out. Alex Ramirez had a chance to be a two-out hero. The 3-1. Ramirez in the air, right center field. Long run back into his right. Guerrero away back. That one's one hop off the Sesame Place signage. Two runs will score. Ramirez on his way to third. Ball bobbled out in right center. It's a two-run triple for Alex Ramirez. And Brooklyn leads it 4-0 in the fifth. That two-run triple by Alex Ramirez, creating some cushioning. Ryan Clifford would follow and capped off his stellar night here at home. 3-2 from Cooper, and Clifford a ground ball back up the middle, base hit center field. Ramirez scores. Clifford will stop at first. His second multi-hit game of the series. His second RBI tonight, make it 5-0 in the fifth. Ryan Clifford, that RBI single, made it 5-0. Yoander Suarez was stellar. Six shutout innings gave way to Brendan Hardy, who took the baton the rest of the way as the Cyclones win it tonight by a final of 5-0. Winning pitcher, Yoander Suarez, he improves to 4-9, ends the four-game losing streak for himself personally. Six shutout, three-hit innings, a walk. Career-high 11 strikeouts tonight for Yoander. Loss to Brandon Young. He drops to 0-2. Gave up two runs on four hits in 3 2/3 innings. No walks and three Ks. The save to Brendan Hardy, the first of his season in Brooklyn. Three shutout and hitless innings, a walk, and two strikeouts tonight. Final line score, Aberdeen no runs, three hits, no errors. They left six. Brooklyn five runs, eight hits, an error. They left five. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,000. 245 tonight on Coney Island. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye. A couple of finals in the league already. Actually, only one other. Hickory over Asheville, 7-3. Rome and Winston-Salem tied at 3 in the eighth as the fireworks start to get unfurled out beyond the center field fence. Bottom of the ninth in South Carolina. Greensboro a 5-1 lead on Greenville. Bowling Green leading Wilmington 8-1 or leading them 3-1 in the eighth inning. And bottom of the seventh, Jersey Shore has come storming back from down 6-0. They're tied at 6 in the bottom of the seventh out at Heritage Financial Park. Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight before we say goodbye. Mets trailing the Braves 7-0. Bottom of the eighth inning at Citi Field. Bottom of the tenth, Triple-A Syracuse, a 7-5 lead on Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Ronnie Mauricio, a multi-home run game. Brett Beatty has gone deep as well. Double-A Binghamton falling to Somerset tonight. Yankees double-A squad 9-0. Single-A St. Lucie, a 6-3 winner at home today against Palm Beach. Jeffrey De Los Santos, a two-run home run, his fifth of the season. Complex League Ball, FCL, Mets double up the Marlins 8-4. Nolan McLean, the Mets' third-round pick, with his first professional home run. Dominican Summer League, Mets Blue beat the Rangers Blue 8-4. And the Mets Orange beat the Yankees Bombers squad 3-2. Major League Baseball before we say goodbye tonight. Rays beat the Indians, or rather the Guardians, excuse me, 9-8. Yankees over the Marlins 9-4. Everything else in progress or yet to get underway. Bottom of the eighth, Nationals up 8-2 on the A's. Bottom of the eighth, Reds up 9-2 on the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Phillies an 11-2 advantage on the Twins. Bottom eight in Philly. Top of the ninth in Toronto, Cubs a 6-2 lead on the Blue Jays. Top of the ninth in Boston, Red Sox trying to close out a 5-2 win against the Tigers. Middle five in Houston, Astros up 10-2 on the Halos. Middle of the fifth as well in Kansas City, Royals up 9-5 on the Cardinals. Top of the fifth, White Sox 5, Brewers 2. Michael Kopech against Corbin Burnes. Padres and Diamondbacks just about to get underway. Blake Snell against Ryan Nelson. Dodgers and Rockies at 10-10. Lance Lynn against Austin Gomber. Mariners host the Orioles. Luis Castillo against Kyle Gibson. And the Giants and Rangers at 10-15. Scott Alexander against John Gray. Brooklyn will go for a series winner tomorrow night. Cameron Foster will take the mound for Brooklyn, 4-6, a 4.2 ERA. He'll go against the righty Juan Nunez, one of the Orioles' top 30 prospects. 0-2, a 4.73 ERA. Gates open at 5 o'clock. Our coverage will start 15 minutes prior to the 6 o'clock first pitch at 5:45 Eastern time. There will be Foster against Nunez tomorrow. Star Wars night. We'll have a jersey giveaway to the first 1,500 fans. We'll have postgame fireworks again tomorrow. And we'll also have a special ticket package that gets you a Chewbacca for a cap. So log on to BrooklynCyclones.com/Star Wars to find out more, as the Cyclones will try and take four of the first five in the series from Aberdeen. That'll do it for us tonight here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn wins it by a final of 5-0. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island and Maimonides Park, including my partner Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock, saying so long from Coney Island. Again, your final tally tonight in 9, a 3-hit shutout for Brooklyn as the Cyclones best the Ironbirds 5-0. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night for Game 5 of this 6-game series. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday night, everyone. So long from Brooklyn.
I keep having this reoccurring dream.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.